1 Peter chapter 4. So with Christ having suffered on our behalf in the flesh, you arm yourselves too with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, resulting in him living the rest of his time in the flesh, no longer in man's desires, but in the will of God. For the past phase of life is sufficient for us in carrying out the will of the Gentiles. For us to have walked in debaucheries, lusts, drunkenness with wine, orgies, drinking bouts, and forbidden idolatries. At which they are surprised when you don't go along with them to the same burst of excess, while they blaspheme, they who will render an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For to this end the gospel was also preached to the dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things has drawn near. So be sober-minded and abstemious for the benefit of your prayers. And above all, have intense love towards one another, because love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to each other without murmurings. Just as each has received a gracious gift, so serve each other with it, like good stewards of the many-faceted grace of God. If anyone speaks, let it be as oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let it be as from strength as God provides, in order that God should be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ, who has the glory and the power throughout the durations of the ages. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the trial by fire in you which takes place to test you, as if something strange is happening to you. But insofar as you have a share in the sufferings of Christ, rejoice, so that at the revelation of his glory you in turn may rejoice and be jubilant. If you are reproached on account of the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. From their perspective he is blasphemed, but from your perspective he is glorified. But do not let any one of you suffer as a murderer, or thief, or evildoer, or as a busybody. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this respect. For it is time for judgment to begin from the house of God. And if first with us, what will be the end of those who disbelieve the gospel of God? And if the righteous person is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and sinful person appear? So also let those who suffer according to God's will commit their lives to him in well-doing, as to a faithful Creator.